the impact of myasthenia gravis symptoms can pile up. Plans getting rescheduled. Hobbies being left behind. Everyday tasks going unfinished. If MG keeps disrupting your life, the burden may be bigger than you realize. Learn how to assess and track the impact of your symptoms so you can talk about it with your healthcare team. Take the next step to better understand how MG symptoms may be impacting your life. Visit mgsymptomimpact.com.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Did you know not all batteries are the same? For example, only Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And Duracell are the only batteries that make this sound every time you say Power Boost ingredients. See? Duracell batteries with Power Boost ingredients. You try.
Duracell batteries and Power Boost ingredients.
Told you. Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients.
And they're built right here in the USA with US and global parts.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Kid in a Cage.
Florida versus Timothy Ferriter.
A father accused of locking his adopted son inside a cage. Join us as we hear the facts behind these charges
through live courtroom audio from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
All rise. Court is in session. The Honorable Judge Howard Coates presiding.
All right, good morning, everyone. You may be seated. Are we all set up on Zoom, Mark? All right, good morning. We're back in session on State versus Ferriter. Let me have appearances, please.
On behalf of the state, Brianna Coakley.
On behalf of the state, Karen Black. On behalf of the defense, Priya Murad and Kurram Wahid, and Mr. Tim Ferriter is present.
All right, thank you. All right, so we are at the closing arguments have been concluded. We're at the stage where I need to read the final instruction and discharge the alternates at this point. Are all sides ready to proceed?
Yes, Your Honor. Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. All right, Mark, you may bring the jurors out. All rise.
Jury entering.
All All right, everyone may be seated. All right, members of the jury, welcome back. Before we begin, let me just ask the same question I've asked most days since we started. Up to this point in time, has any member of the jury been exposed to any media, either by video, print, publication, blog, or any other type of news source? All right, let the record reflect that all jurors indicated nodding their heads no to the question. All right, so as I indicated yesterday, we've completed the evidence in the case. You've now heard the closing arguments and also my instructions on the law. You're going to be shortly retiring to the jury room to decide this case. Before you do so, however, I have a few last-minute instructions to read to you, so please listen carefully. In just a few minutes, you will be taken to the jury room by the court deputy. The first thing you should do is choose a foreperson who will preside over your deliberations. The foreperson should see to it that your discussions are carried on in an organized way and that everyone has a fair chance to be heard. It is also the foreperson's job to sign and date the verdict form when all of you have agreed on a verdict and to bring the verdict form back to the courtroom when you return. During deliberations, jurors must communicate about the case only with one another and only when all jurors are present in the jury room. If a juror goes to the restroom, for example, the deliberation should stop until the juror returns. You're not to communicate with any person outside the jury about this case. Until you've received a verdict, you must not talk, until you've reached a verdict, you must not talk about this case in person or through the telephone, writing, or electronic communication such as blog, Twitter, email, text, message, or any other means of electronic or other communication. So do not contact anyone to assist you during your deliberations. These communication rules apply until I discharge you at the end of the case. If you do become aware of any violation of these instructions or any other instruction I've given you during the course of this trial, you must tell me by giving a note to my courtroom deputy. Many of you may have cell phones, tablets, laptops, or other electronic devices here in the courtroom with you. As I indicated at the beginning, the rules do not allow you to bring your phones or any of those types of devices into the jury room with you during deliberation, so I will ask that you leave those devices with my courtroom deputy while you're deliberating. He will safeguard them and return them to your possession after the verdict is rendered. If you do need to communicate with me during your deliberations, please send a note to the courtroom deputy. If you voted, however, at that time, do not disclose the vote in the note. If you have a question, the procedure will be that I will talk with the attorneys before I answer, so it may take some time between the point where you submit the question and when I'm able to get back with you. During this time, please continue your deliberations while you wait for my answer. And I should let you know I will answer any questions, if I can, in writing or orally here in open court. Your questions are subject to the same rules of evidence that the attorney's questions are, so if there's a reason that I can't answer, I typically won't tell you the reason. I'll just say that we're unable to answer the question. But, however, if I can't answer it, I will. During the trial, items will be received in evidence as exhibits. You may examine whatever exhibits you think will help you in your deliberations. There was a number of videos, obviously, that were presented as evidence by both sides in this case. There will be a laptop provided in the jury room for you to play those videos should you wish. It's only to be used for that purpose. And if you need assistance in terms of operating and queuing up the video, I can have someone from IT assist you in how to do that. The paper exhibits that were received into evidence will also be sent into the jury room with you when you begin to deliberate, along with the thumb drives and the other evidence that's submitted. If you wish to see any or rehear any testimony that was received, that will need to be done out here because we'll replay the audio of the testimony if you wish to hear the testimony. My point being, we can't do that while you're in the jury room. We have to bring you back out here to hear any testimony. In closing, let me remind you that it's important that you follow the law spelled out in these instructions in deciding your verdict. There are no other laws that apply to this case, and even if you do not like the laws that must be applied, you must use them. For more than two centuries, we've lived by the Constitution and the law, and as I said before, no juror has the right to violate these rules that we all share. Let me have counsel approach, please. Okay, so there is one video that was played in evidence on mute. So I won't be able to send that video back with you, but if you need to see that video again, that's something that will have to be played out here so it can be played on mute. I just wanted to clarify that for you. All right, so the process when we select jurors is, in a case of this nature, the jury that ultimately decides the case is six jurors. But we always pick alternates during the process so that if something happens to any of the jurors that are selected, we have enough people to complete the process. As I indicated at the beginning, we have to finish once we start the proceeding. So we had three alternates in this case that were selected, and because of the order, at this time, Ms. Tuggle, Ms. DiDoronto, and Ms. Degler, it's my duty to go ahead and excuse you from further service in this matter because the order in which the selection occurred, you were, folks were selected as the alternates. So what that means for you is that you won't be able to go into the jury room for deliberations. However, you will be free to remain in the courtroom if you wish to hear what the ultimate verdict is, and you're also going to be free to leave if you wish. Once you're discharged and you leave the jury box, I also should tell you that you're relieved of the gag order that I've imposed upon you during the course of these proceedings, being at this point, once you're relieved, you can speak with anybody you want to speak with. However, it's your privilege not to speak with anybody if that is also your decision. And the only thing I would tell you when you're making that decision is please keep in mind that some people may ask to speak with you just out of curiosity, or others may be looking to find fault with what you've done. So just keep that in mind. The bottom line is ultimately up to you in making the decision. Before I let you go, I do want to thank you very much for your time and service in this matter. This was a lengthy trial, and I apologize in advance for blowing the estimated time of completion, but it does happen sometimes. But in any event, I hope it was a productive experience for you, and even though you won't participate in the deliberations, you've done everything that any juror could possibly do in a jury trial except the final act. So I used to joke with my jurors and say, I will see you in 6 months, but it normally takes a year or two before I see my jurors back. So with that, thank you very much for your service. And Mark will take care of, if you have anything in the jury room, he'll take you back to get it. And then at that point, I'll bring the rest of the jurors into the jury room. So Mark, why don't you take care of that, and then we'll have the rest of the folks. And then my deputy will be giving you a letter and a certificate, a letter signed by me and a certificate from the Palm Beach County Bar. Everyone may be seated. He's taking it back. Okay, so before you, I let the jurors go into the jury room, Mark, I would like you to go ahead and take their lunch orders so that that's ready to go. I need to let you know that if your deliberations run through lunch hour, you will be. Yeah. All right, Mark, you may escort the jurors into the jury room, and he'll take your lunch orders for the lunch. But what I wanted to let you know is you won't be permitted to leave for lunch while you're in deliberations. So other than that, the jurors may retire to the jury room for deliberations. All right, court is in recess. All right, good morning. Everyone may be seated. All right, I'm advised that the jury has apparently had a piece of evidence reviewed that was not in evidence. I don't know how that happens, but it apparently was the arrest of the defendant. So let me hear from, the victim. So how did this happen?
I don't know, but they
There's been no publishing of an exhibit where he was arrested, the victim?
What happened was we had a video where he was originally in school. We went sidebar. The court said we could play a trimmed version of it that just shows what he looked like at the time on that date.
That's right.
And we trimmed it. However, inadvertently, when that jump drive went into evidence, the longer version wasn't deleted out. So there was two files on there instead of just the one that says trimmed.
So how does that happen, Mr. Waheed? Isn't that on the defense? That was your exhibit. You were required and responsible for making sure that what was admitted in evidence and what was published was to be on that thumb drive. And now I'm hearing that they have seen something that was not admitted into evidence?
That is all correct, and it is our responsibility. I'll take responsibility for that. That was the day. That was the first day. It was a very, very busy day. As we moved through the day, it was completely inadvertent. I think I did the crosses for everybody that day, so I didn't really look at that evidence at the end of the day when we were trying to get it to Madam Clerk. So that was a mistake.
All right, Ms. Coakley, what's the state's? I mean. Well, to say that I'm displeased with this development would be a massive understatement. This trial is, we're in the ninth day. I rely on the attorneys to make sure that the evidence they submit, and based on my rulings, properly reflects what my rulings are and that the jury sees only what has been admitted into evidence. Let me hear your position, Mr. Waheed, on the state's request for a limiting instruction. I assume it's going to be something to the effect that, well, one, the exhibit's got to be corrected. The proper file has to be put on the thumb drive. Secondly, it would be an instruction that, to the extent that they have seen documents or videos that were not received properly into evidence, they're to disregard that. And also, your concern is about the nomenclature of the file name, right? Okay. Your response, Mr. Waheed.
Just to be clear, the right evidence is on the thumb drive. It's just that the untrimmed version was still left on it. So I just wanted
How can you say that? If you say the right evidence is on the thumb drive, and now I'm dealing with a situation where the jury's reviewed something that they were not supposed to have reviewed, which was not in evidence, those two things don't mesh with me. I mean, either the pared down video is on it or an improper video that includes something more is on, right?
They're both on it. That's my point. That's all I'm trying to just say. So I agree with the state that the longer version needs to be deleted. I also agree with the state that my recollection is the court's ruling was to play it without audio. So it would be something that doesn't go back to the jury that they would have to play out here without audio, just like one of the state exhibits. I also agree on a limiting instruction.
Okay. All right. So, Mark, I want you to retrieve the thumb drive that they were reviewing.
It has
it. Oh, you already have it?
Yeah. And the state's also asking for a factual stipulation because it creates what's on there, what they've seen, it's been getting handcuffed and led to a police car. And it's labeled as Roman's arrest, which is factually false. It was detained because it ran away.
Well, I thought that I heard Mr. Waheed not object to my limiting instruction where I would advise the jury that the victim was not arrested. He was just simply detained as part of the normal practice in dealing with runaways.
That's correct.
All right. You can go ahead and bring them out.
Give me a moment, Judge. We're just going to fix this.
Okay. Well, that doesn't need to wait. You can do that and not take up the time of the jury on that.
Fair.
And we are waiting for the queuing up of the replay of Fiona Ferreter's testimony. Okay. All right. You may bring them out. Well, I presume that when the evidence is going back in the state and the defense are looking at what, that that's all being done. Are you telling me that you haven't? Okay.
Jury entering.
All right, everyone may be seated. All right, members of the jury, first order of business is that I did receive your request for the replay of the testimony of Fiona Ferreter. That is being queued up. It takes a while for our recording to get it queued up for proper replay to you, and so that's in the process. I don't expect it to be too much longer before that'll be queued up. The other thing is I'm advised that there was a video that was sent back to the jury room that was on one of the thumb drives that apparently was erroneously included on the thumb drive and should not have been something that the jury would have been permitted to view. So with respect to that particular video, I'm going to instruct you to, you are to disregard it and not consider it at all in your deliberations. I'm also advised that the very file name of that particular file was erroneous, and to advise you it was erroneous in indicating an arrest. You need to know, and the parties have stipulated to the court or agreed that the court could provide this information, that the child victim was never arrested in this matter, that what you saw was merely a detention as part of the normal process for dealing with runaways. So again, to the extent that reviewing the file name and seeing arrest was reviewed by you, you are also to disregard that. In an abundance of caution, I'm going to have all the videos brought, on the thumb drives brought back out here, have counsel review them one last time to make sure there's nothing on these videos that shouldn't be properly reviewed by you at this point so that we don't have this problem again. While we're getting the testimony of Fiona Ferreter queued up, you can continue your deliberations. Before I let the jury go, is there anything that either the state or the defense wishes me to instruct the jury on at this point? Okay. All right, so that concludes my instruction on this. When you get back there, Mark, just collect all the videos so we can bring them back out. As soon as I'm comfortable that everything is on those videos that you are permitted to see, we'll send them back to you, and then you can continue your review. Thank you, and you may return to the jury room. All right, everyone may be seated. I'm going to remain on the bench until we get these videos back, and I'm going to personally monitor that each thumb drive is being reviewed and that both sides are in agreement that what goes back is proper for the jury to review. And again, I note that this should have been done before it ever had gone back, but let's make sure we don't have this situation arise again. Dana, do you have an update as to when we expect the replay of Fiona Ferreter?
Oh, I would say 10, 20 minutes. They said about 30 to 40 about 20 minutes ago.
Okay. So another 20 minutes?
10 to 20.
10 to 20, okay. And they're pulling the replay directly from courtroom 10G, right?
Yeah, they said they were working.
Let's hear it. Uh-oh.
Now, tell us a little bit about...
I can't believe that that's from 10G and not 11A, because my voice is strong, which tells me it's from within here. We need to make sure that recording is taking the recording from 10G. Sounds like it's coming from 11A.
The judge is saying that it sounds like it's coming from 11A, where they cut in here. Okay. Thanks.
So what's the upshot?
That she's going to try to straighten it out.
That was not 10G, what I just heard. That was 11A. And Mr. Waheed and Ms. Coakley, when you were in there in 11 or in 10G, both of you were able to hear her fine, correct?
Yes. And we both, when I was speaking, I was at the microphone. I was like at the podium. So it should have been
loud. It should have been loud in 10G.
Right.
I don't think what they just queued up was 10G.
I agree with you. That sounds like from your ear. Your voice on that is really clear.
Yeah. So at best, my voice should be a little bit lower because it's being piped into 10G, and everybody else's voices should be stronger. Danny, just make sure they're clear on the instruction, because it sounds to me like they're confused.
Okay,
recorded in 10G, not the testimony that was taken in 10G and recorded in 11A.
She said she understood what I was saying. So I think something with the Zoom, possibly, she was saying?
Should have zero effect because it's live testimony in 10G. Okay. Zoom should have zero effect on it. Mm-hmm. You're comfortable they understand that we're looking for the recording of 10G. That recording for that courtroom, not the simultaneous recording in 11A at the same time.
I think so.
All right, so where are we with the review of the exhibits?
I'm just double checking the state's charge. So okay. There's a few more of them,
Danny, can they just do a test of 10G? I mean, I know they have to go in and clean it, but just to do a sound check, go into the 10G recording and just play it here so we can see if there's a difference without them doing the work they need to do, because I know they need to get it ready for queuing. I'm just concerned they're not working on the right recording.
That's acceptable, but I want to do a sound check and a video check of the jurors. They respond as far as distance. And if you have any problem with sound, raise your hand so I can order them to put these back. All right, that's good. Ms. Cook, you may proceed.
All right, so let me... All right, that's much better than what I heard the first time around. That's the recording we need, right, because that's the loud one.
When you are nervous, I notice you giggle a little bit. Is that a nervous tick?
Yes. I get nervous, so I do that.
I can hear her fine now.
Now.
Okay. So you're going to call back when it's ready? Or your future? Okay. Do you know about how long?
Sure.
All right. Thank you so much for... Okay. 5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay. All right. But that was definitely the recording that...
She's saying the same thing.
I don't know. I could tell a difference in her voice. Big deal. Did it sound like the same thing to you?
It did not sound like...
I agree.
Is your voice
slower? Yeah. Do we recall how long Fiona Ferreter's testimony was?
Two hours?
The second day. You know, that was one
word.
I think it was probably about an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Recording will be able to tell us when they start playing it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'll remain here. We're still waiting on approval of the exhibits, and then it sounds like it's only 5 more minutes for the queuing. And just so everybody knows, I received the question from the jury, can we hear Fiona's testimony? This question will be made a part of the record. However you handle jury questions,
okay.
You handle in that fashion. What do you normally do? Just make it part of the
file? I usually just make it part of the
file. That's all that needs to be done.
Okay, at this time I'm going to have the clerk inform the judge if you could go ahead and administer the oath to Ms. Ferreter. to your convenience.
If I do, it's going to give feedback.
Ms. Goldberg, I have not heard her last few answers. Let's do a mic test on her. Hopefully, you're ready to call your next witness.
Okay.
At this time, I'm going to have the clerking corporate attendee, if you could go ahead and administer the oath to Ms. Barrett.
I don't know what to say. What she played the second time was loud. I could hear Fiona's voice. All right. So we're going to work with what we have. I mean, if they're telling me they're getting the recording directly from 10G, I have to accept that. And so if it's queued up, ready to play, ask what is the length of it so we can go ahead and bring the jurors out. That it's got to be longer than that.
It also goes the next day.
Yeah.
Well, they cut out stuff like objections and stuff.
But
I think
the testimony from the third is 30 minutes.
That goes on the fourth.
What
Okay, so let's start with the
1 hour.
All right, so let's start with the third, get that played, then get 10 minutes, and then they can set up the fourth.
And then she would need 10 minutes.
All right, I understand. All right, so let's, well, where are we with the exhibits? Because we have at least...
There's more to come.
Kid in a Cage.
Florida versus Timothy Ferriter from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Press subscribe now.
Did you know not all batteries are the same? For example, only Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And Duracell are the only batteries that make this sound every time you say Power Boost ingredients. See? Duracell batteries with Power Boost ingredients. You try. Told you. Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And they're built right here in the USA with US and global parts.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack. There's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Did you know not all batteries are the same? For example, only Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And Duracell are the only batteries that make this sound every time you say Power Boost ingredients. See? Duracell batteries with Power Boost ingredients. You try.
Duracell batteries and Power Boost ingredients.
Told you. Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And they're built right here in the USA with US and global parts.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Did you know not all batteries are the same? For example, only Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And Duracell are the only batteries that make this sound every time you say Power Boost ingredients. See? Duracell batteries with Power Boost ingredients. You try.
Duracell batteries and Power Boost ingredients.
Told you. Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And they're built right here in the USA with U.S. and global parts.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Did you know not all batteries are the same? For example, only Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And Duracell are the only batteries that make this sound every time you say Power Boost ingredients. See? Duracell batteries with Power Boost ingredients. You try.
Duracell batteries and Power Boost ingredients.
Told you. Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And they're built right here in the USA with U.S. and global parts.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Did you know not all batteries are the same? For example, only Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And Duracell are the only batteries that make this sound every time you say Power Boost ingredients. See? Duracell batteries with Power Boost ingredients. You try.
Duracell batteries and Power Boost ingredients.
Told you. Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients.
And they're built right here in the USA with U.S. and global parts.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Did you know not all batteries are the same? For example, only Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And Duracell are the only batteries that make this sound every time you say Power Boost ingredients. See? Duracell batteries with Power Boost ingredients. You try.
Duracell batteries and Power Boost ingredients.
Told you. Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients.
And they're built right here in the USA with U.S. and global parts.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Did you know not all batteries are the same? For example, only Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients. And Duracell are the only batteries that make this sound every time you say Power Boost ingredients. See? Duracell batteries with Power Boost ingredients. You try.
Duracell batteries and Power Boost ingredients.
Told you. Duracell batteries are built different with Power Boost ingredients.
And they're built right here in the USA with U.S. and global parts.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play. for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.